We hear from StoryCorps on Friday. For this project, people have been sitting in a recording booth and interviewing loved ones. Gwendolyn Diaz came with her husband, Henry Flores. They met in the mid-'80s. She had just started teaching at St. Mary's University in San Antonio. He was already a professor there, and the new faculty member caught his eye.
I was walking down the hallway, and I noticed the last office in the hallway, his door was open.
And I was sitting in my office, and I noticed this man walking by.
I just kind of looked inside to see who was in there, and I saw a flash of ankle, and I saw this blonde hair, and I went smack dab into the wall. Well, the very next day, about the same time, I was walking down the hallway again, saw the same door open. I looked inside, and I walked into the wall again in the same identical place. I went running back to my office, and I closed the door, and I said, "You idiot." All of a sudden, I hear this knock on my door, and I open it, and it's you. And you just kind of stare at me and say, "You got a cigarette?"
I was curious because the first time that you bumped into the wall, I thought, that guy's a little uncoordinated. But the second time, I thought you'd taken notice of the new girl in the hallway.
I gave her a cigarette and she kind of stared at me and turned around and walked away, didn't say a thing. I said to myself, what do I do to meet this beautiful woman? I thought about it for a second. I said, an ashtray. So I cleaned all the ashtrays in my office. There's three of them.
I remember when you came with the three ashtrays and you gave me one to pick. I thought, maybe there was something to that bumping into the walls.
We started going out after that, and we went out dancing. I asked permission to kiss you.
And we weren't terribly young, and I told you something like, you shouldn't have to ask. You looked at me straight in the eye with a serious look, and you said, I have to warn you, I'm very intense. And I didn't say anything, but I was thinking, he doesn't know what intense is yet. And after, 17, 18 years, it's not always perfect, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Gwendolyn Diaz and her husband Henry Flores at StoryCorps in San Antonio. Their conversation will be archived in the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. Read about their story in the new book, All There Is, Love Stories from StoryCorps.